Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Hello, it is time for another episode of Luke Up. My special podcast here is dedicated to James Gunn's Superman film. And today I'm joined with another special guest, somebody that made this movie even more magical. Crypto, as we all know, is such a huge part of Superman's life and a huge part of this film. And Murphy, yeah. Thank you so much for joining me, because you helped bring that character to life. And this is going to be a fantastic chat, Murphy. So thank you, first of all. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love talking about this movie. I'm so happy to be here.
And this is why I've been doing this podcast, is just so I can talk about this film for as much as possible. But to be able to see it, but it's bits to talk with the people that have been in it as well, like yourself, that helped make this film. There are so many fantastic heroes behind the scenes that have made this a success that I want to speak with them all. And of course, how you helped bring Crypto to life. We will get to that eventually. But first, Murphy, if you could share your own origin story with the listeners and watchers, please.
Sure. How the movie came to, yeah. Like how I got.
No, let's go all the way back. I want your origin story. So let's go back. Yeah. So to bring it up to modern day. He hasn't got to be really detailed, okay. But just a little bit. Okay. Just round it up for me.
Okay. Just a general.
Yes.
I grew up like doing theater as a kid, super into like acting, being on stage, all of that stuff. I went to college and I started doing extra work to make some money on the side. And I just kind of like fell in love with being on set and in film, and I pursued it ever since. And I found myself here somehow.
Yeah, it's a wonderful story how you made it. You know, you become Crypto.
It's a weird story.
But yeah, it's a great story. So how did that happen? How did you become a part of the Superman film?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a weird, like, unique story. I worked on Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I was in full prosthetic makeup, so nobody knew my face. And I just was talking to like an AD on there. And then like a year later, I was a PA on a movie, and I met him again, this AD on Guardians. And he saw my face for the first time because I was like, reintroduced myself. And we just exchanged contact info. And then literally another year later, he DM'd me on Instagram and asked me to audition for this. So it was a very weird, like, string of events that led up to it.
But how did you... So it's fascinating and so interesting for me how you've gone from theater, now you're in the film.
Yeah.
And you're now... How did you respond when you found out you were going to be... Crypto, though. That's what I want.
Oh, my gosh. It was literally a text message. I freaked out. And I was with my family, too, which was really sweet. But, yeah, it was crazy. It's insane.
I mean, did you think that you'd sort of be doing this sort of capture imagery, or would you be doing something else? How did it sort of come across in the text message?
It was actually, shout her out, my dear friend Mary Margaret, who does the background casting. I was about to go to work as a substitute teacher that morning. And literally an hour before I was leaving to work, I got a text being like, hey, by the way, we would love to have you be the motion capture role for Crypto. And I was like, okay, like, I don't know how I'm going to go to work now. But yeah, it was literally that. It was just like, here are the dates. If you're interested, please respond as soon as possible. And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Well done.
And it was a while between the audition and the text. I was like, all right, it's not going to happen. Wasn't meant to be.
Then
it was
did.
Like a month, I think.
But then it did, which was fantastic for you. And that must be just wonderful. So what was it like for you? I mean, also what I'd like to ask is, do you now sort of mention that to your students? Say, look, I do this, but I'm also Crypto. That's going to give you some cool points.
I've never said anything.
Yeah. I would be dropping that everywhere, Murphy.
It came out during the summer. It was like during the school year. I'm like, who's going to believe me? Yeah.
We can go back now.
Oh, I'll probably say something. Yeah. If I go back.
You need to go back with like just covered in crypto merchandise. I'll send you some, Murphy. It's fine. But we'll get you dripped in crypto
first
swag. And they'll be like, excuse me, why have you got so much crypto merchandise on?
Oh, let me tell you something, actually. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, it'll be different for sure.
That's it. So let's go straight into it. Let's go to your first day on set. Now, I'm fascinating with how this all works. I've seen some sort of how the technology behind the scenes works, but please run me through it. What does a day on set for you look like?
Yeah. I mean, I still don't know how the technology works, but normal. So my very first day, I actually didn't do anything. I watched, and I'm very grateful for that because I got to watch. And then the second day and the third day, I begun. But my very first day on set was, I want to say it was the sequence with in the very beginning where like Crypto's chasing his feet in the road and he's talking to Four in the Fortress of Solitude. So my very first day was the Fortress of Solitude, which was nuts. Like I walk in and we're having the safety meeting inside of it. And I'm like, how did I get here? This is my very first day. I was fully in the suit too. I just watched, which was really, really nice. I'm very grateful I got to do that. I don't think we did any crypto stuff my first day. I think they were planning on it, just didn't happen. And then literally the next day, I had the sides. I stretched a little. I didn't really get a rehearsal and I just started. It was the scene where like chasing his feet and stuff like that. I like blacked out. Like I was just like, all right, like let's do it.
So is there going to be sort of, you know, behind the scenes footage of you on the DVD and Blu-ray?
I hope so. I keep saying this. I'm so curious to see it.
Did you actually bite David's boot? Did that happen?
No, I mean, I've like holding, so like the cape too, I had to like put it in my mouth. I'm like putting it like here, like I'm holding on to it like that. Yeah.
Dedication
to
the art.
I thought I had to bite it and I was like.
I appreciate that. That is dedication to the art though, as I say. That's it. You were going full into it.
That's so funny. Everyone asks me that if I bit him. That's the one question I keep getting.
But also, did you have to jump on him? I mean, I know we saw that scene in the snow. I mean, did you have to sort of jump on him and beat his ribs up or what?
That was not me. No, I did not do the snow. I know.
CGI in that film, though, so many people believe
it's incredible.
That Crypto is a real dog. And I mean, it's just brilliant CGI. It's that capturing from you. I believe Jolene as well. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
The dog that was on set.
Going to work
every day and working with a dog is just absolute gold.
It was me and her. We had the exact same schedules. We were sitting next to each other the whole time. Like, we were the same actor. It was kind of crazy. It was weird. Yeah.
How quickly did you bond with Jolene?
So fast. So fast. If you give that dog some coconut strips, she will be your best friend for the world. Like,
really?
Forever. Yeah.
Noted.
And her handler, Connie, is the greatest person ever. I'm so happy to have had them with me.
I mean, I think James Gunn even mentioned Jolene online saying like this was
you
like,
did.
This is one of the other actors on set that I enjoyed working with so much.
Yeah. I mean, she brought morale. Yeah.
That's what you want. I mean, I know that's sort of you get therapy dogs that come to work every now and again, but to be to have your co-star as such a well-behaved dog as well,
that's
absolutely perfect.
So it's really
funny. When you are jumping around as Crypto and causing mayhem, that's got to be pretty physical, right?
It was so physical. It was crazy. I was not expecting to be as like beat up as I was. And not like in a completely fine way. Like I was so fine with it. But yeah, it was a lot. The first day I ever did anything, I was wearing two sets of knee pads. My knees were black by the end of it. And I was wearing motorcycle gloves because they're like the toughest. And the Fortress of Solitude was like concrete and salt. So it looked like ice. And it ripped in half the motorcycle gloves within like a couple hours into the day. It was intense, like really intense, but it was fun. I mean, I would do it over and over and over, but
I admire the dedication, I must say, because that's going to be some fantastic stuff.
It was also adrenaline too, like purely keeping me going.
Just to be sort of on set and to be sort of, as you said, it must be so surreal. The sets were so visual and physical.
They barely added anything. Like that is exactly what it looked like in person. It was insane.
I hope that set is somewhere or someone's got it in their collection at least.
Right, where is it? Yeah.
It's the perfect office for me. I would love to record podcasts in an actual Fortress of Solitude, but that's it. Perfect lighting as well. And I've enjoyed the film now quite a few times and I will do as much as I can whilst it is in cinemas because I'm enjoying looking at all the details. Those moments where it's just a little bit of Crypto or a little bit of something else happening, those Crypto scenes really stole the show and it makes the film enjoyable for kids and dog lovers and everybody. Yeah. If you're not a dog lover, you know, I've got a little bit of a red flag for me.
What's going on?
So But your scenes and helping to make that happen were fantastic. And we'll get to some of your other scenes later on. So
thank you.
What scenes did you work on with Crypto? Was it most of those or?
So it's a lot of like, I keep describing it as a lot of like the mundane Crypto stuff, if that makes sense. Like I was not flying. I wish. I don't think anybody was. I think that was the beautiful CGI, which is insane because you barely can tell a difference between like what I did. There's no difference at all, actually. So I was in the beginning with like chasing his boots and stuff like that, and like the cape and all that. I'm like sitting really sad. I'm in the dog bed at the end with Supergirl, and that's like all that stuff. Can I say that? Can I say Supergirl?
I mean, the film's been out now for a few weeks.
It has.
Talk spoilers.
Hold on to that one.
People
for a long
know
time.
Now, but that I mean, that's not a bad day on set. So was it sort of an extra large dog bed for that or?
No.
So you're just there cramped in.
I am not very big. I am 5'2". Like,
still though, dog beds aren't that big.
It was kind of comfortable. It's kind of comfortable.
Okay.
I did like the farm stuff, all of the stuff on the farm.
I wanted to ask about that because I did see one of your behind the scenes photographs. You were outside Mara and Pa Kent's house.
Yeah.
You didn't chase the cows, did you?
Kinda, like a little bit. I did it for like a little bit. And then they're like, let's have the actual dog do it. So it was like, a little bit.
Because that's one of my favorite moments is just
Clark's
there trying to have a nice, deep, meaningful conversation with his dad. And there's Crypto just like eyeing up these snacks or toys.
It's like I'm worried they're going to eat my parents' dogs or something. Or maybe my parents' cows. Yeah.
That's perfect for it. So what was it like for you before working with some of the other actors on this in this film?
It was amazing. I think like halfway through, I started to realize like my role was they have Crypto, they can CGI it and they have Jolene. I think my role was to help the actors because it's so much easier to do it with something that's like responding to you and you can actually like talk to them. So like at the beginning, I was like, oh, I'm Crypto. And then I started to be like, I'm servicing like David or Rachel so they can do their scene because it makes it so much easier for them.
I bet.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was incredible. Rachel Brosnahan was like the nicest person in the world. She at one point went out of her way to like make sure I was watching a rehearsal so that way I could help her. I mean, it's to like help her performance and help his performance. And they're incredible. And I think they were also like relieved too to have something that like they could, before the scene started, be like, hey, I'm going to do this, by the way. And so it felt very mutual, which I was not expecting. And it was really, really, really cool.
What I've heard about people that have worked on this film is the fact that it is professional, but it's also family. There's so much support behind the scenes and everyone's having a good time, which helps you perform to your fullest. And those scenes where we do see Crypto and we see that magic of CGI and how it must be quite difficult to, talk to something that isn't there. So to have you and to have Jolene on set, it's going to be... it's going to be a huge help for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I completely, like halfway through filming, I was like, oh, this is what the role is. Like, I am here to make sure they are doing their best. It's like less, I mean, it still was like my body, like the movement, all that. But I was like, oh, this is to make sure like she's acting her best and he's acting his best with the scene.
So when
it
you
was
watch,
cool. I really liked it.
I like that. But so when you watch the film back for the first time, and you see Crypto jumping around or being a pest or being adorable as he always is. Did you recognize any of your sort of movements at all?
Kinda. There was the one part, like when the doors are closing in the beginning and he's like sitting really sad, like the head went down and I was like, oh, I did that. Like I remember because they were like, oh, we like that. Like I was just sitting up originally and then I did like this and I was like, oh, that made it.
So you made the cut. That's it. Yeah. I like that. So how does one get into the mind of Crypto? How do you sort of, compose yourself to get ready for that?
It's funny. They showed me a video of James's dog, Ozu.
Wow.
They did show me a video of that. And they were like, this is the behavior. And I was like, okay. I've never not had dogs like my whole life. So I think I was like subconsciously just mimicking behaviors that I wasn't even thinking about. Like I was just like, oh, my dog walks like this. Or like they put their head down like that. And so, I don't know, it was a lot of thinking, but also like trying to not think as much as possible too at the same time, where I was just like, I'm just going to do it. But there was a little bit of prep.
Good. But just let the inner dog out, as it were.
Yeah.
We've all got a dog inside us, people say. And the dog that's inside you just happens to be Crypto with a little bit of Ozu as well. But there we go.
Yeah, it's like a mix. Yeah. And Jolene,
And there's some Jolene's less chaos.
Yeah,
really?
People are not talking about that enough. She was super Crypto. Oh, yeah.
Tell me more about Jolene. Because if I could get Jolene on the podcast, I would be happy. But what's Jolene like as a dog?
Well, she was like very much like what the description of what crypto was. I was surprised like she wasn't majority of what they were using. She was just like, it's funny. She's a trained professional dog, but she was so like silly and goofy. And I've been on sets before with like dog actors, I guess. And they're very like, they're so like in the zone with their trainer. But she was so like flopping over on her back, like ears going this way, barking. They would play like a certain sound or something like to mimic the bark, and she would bark back at it. Like, she was just so silly, like, and would just talk, like, go up to everybody, like, wander around. She was like, oh, she was the fan favorite. Everybody loved her.
I think there's that one moment when Rachel and Lois are in the ship and Crypto jumps on her lap. I've seen some footage of that with Jolene just sitting there and David in the back looking rather unwell. But yep. It's just like, that's like the perfect dog that you just can't resist but saying hello to.
Yeah. Everyone was obsessed with her. I think they needed that too. Like, it just added so much to the setting. Like, everyone was like, this is just so fun. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. They often say don't work with children or animals. Both were in this film. I recently spoke with a couple of the child stars that were raising the flag, and they were just unbelievably professional and charming.
Yeah, I stood
in
for that little boy. Yeah.
Well done. How heavy was the flag? Was it heavy?
It was not very heavy. No.
Good. I'm glad.
Did he say it was heavy?
I said, no, but I mean, the acting there was there for it. He's there. I was like, he's done his role.
Killed it. It was every take. Yeah, he killed that.
No small. There's never a small role. That's what I say. Everyone can bring something to the table.
Powerful too. Like,
it's going back and seeing the film time and time again. I'm still getting excited and emotional and anger towards Lex Luthor because he's Nicholas Holt's Lex Luthor is them. I said this before.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I never got to see any of his stuff, and so that was like. No, never. And so I was like, whoa.
If we're going into the spoiler territory, you weren't involved in that final scene where Lex gets attacked by Crypto then?
No, I believe it was like a dummy being hung up and they were just like...
I don't want to see that in the behind the scenes. That makes sense.
I mean, I watched that from a monitor. So
That counts. You're still there. But you were still in the room where it happened because, this little guy is all around me. So this is my
I
little
got one of those.
This guy from the Noble Collection is just unbelievably soft. I'm trying to keep him as white and as clean as possible. But the one in the film was much more grubbier, much more full on.
Oh, yeah.
But I loved all those moments as Crypto. So thank you for bringing that to life and helping because it really made this film such a magical moment. I think at first, when characters were announced for this film and it wasn't just going to be about Superman, some people were concerned, and quite rightly so, because you think, well, I want it to be about Superman.
I mean, it was a
film
lot.
Was, it was a lot. There were a lot of people in it, but the story was always going to be about Superman. And when Superman wasn't on screen, people were talking about Superman or doing something because of Superman.
Right,
and again, I was unbelievably happy when Crypto was announced because it was just the perfect way for this film to be brought to a new generation.
I had no idea how big of a reveal that would be either. I was before this, now I'm locked in. I was not very locked in on this universe.
Okay.
But they told me, they were like, do not say anything. This is the rule that's nobody's allowed to know about. And when it came out, like, I think it was the first poster, right? Was it them sitting on the planet?
It was. I don't know the exact date. I was in London at a special screening of the Super Slash Man documentary, the Christopher Reeve story. It was a very, very emotional day because after seeing that film, we got to go and speak with the directors. And it was a great privilege to do so. And then Christopher Reeve's children came out and saw us.
Wow.
I'm already emotional. Now I'm a quivering, crying wreck. And then as I'm on the train coming home, I think it was pretty shortly after that, they released a Crypto poster. I was like, this day is out to get me. This is such an emotional moment.
What a day.
It was. From that, to see that as one of the first major posters, I was like, James Gunn knows what he's doing. So, what was it like for you keeping a secret like that?
It was kind of crazy. It's funny, too. I was telling, like, the right people, because I was telling people who, like, didn't even know or, like, kind of care. They were just like, oh, okay. And so that was, like, it made me feel, like, better about it.
Yes.
But, I mean, it was kind of crazy. I would, like, off and on, I just work a lot in like the film in Georgia, and it's kind of small, and people would be like, yeah, I worked on Superman. I was extra, extra. And I was like, oh, I worked on it. And I just never said what it was. Yeah, it was.
It's a big burden. And then when
I came out, I was like, oh, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. By the way, I made this happen. So yeah, I will be dropping that into every conversation you have in the future.
Now I am. Yep.
I don't blame you. And so hopefully, I mean, again, we're talking spoilers. We do have that fantastic scene at the end of the film with Supergirl and Millie. Were you on set for that moment as well then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was that like for you? Please tell me a bit about that.
I watched them meet, which was crazy. Like, she was like, oh, hi, I'm Millie. And he's like, hey, I'm David. I'm like, this is crazy.
The first time they met?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That was the first time they met. It was crazy. Like, I thought at first, I was like, that can't be right. Like, they had to have met before. No, I mean, because I think they were doing a bunch of prep in London. And so she like flew in and yeah.
Were they both in the costume? So imagine meeting that, make sure your on-screen cousin for the first time, both looking in those majestic suits. Oh, fantastic.
So good. They look amazing.
They do. I mean, I've not seen them in person yet. I hope to do that soon. But I've seen them on cinema screens now. I've seen them on an IMAX screen. I can't wait to see it on Blu-ray and 4K so I can literally get right up next to the screen so I can see every single detail on it.
Oh, yeah.
But what was it like seeing David and Millie in costume?
I mean, it's crazy. Like, it's just... And it's cool because, like, I didn't have the most context to all this stuff. But, like, despite not having any context, you felt, like, this, like, rush of emotion. And so I was like, oh, whoa. Like, this means something. Like, this is insane. Seeing David was the trippiest thing in the world because he's just – I didn't even think of him as, like, an actor. I was like, oh, that's just Superman right there. Because he's ginormous and he's, like, gorgeous to look at and he's the sweetest man ever with the most deep, booming voice you've ever heard. Because we're on, like, an echoey soundstage. He's so – like, his voice just, like, goes through. It's just crazy. I don't know how to describe it. And, like, the costume. Juliana is the costume designer. It's just, like – I don't know how she did that. It is unbelievable. The way, like, the stretchiness of it, like, it just...
It works. And I've seen lots of close-up images of the cape. I'm a big cape fan, and to have the S on the back again...
Goal S.
That's huge for me. And to see how, you know, David was when he almost first puts on that costume and you see him there on set. We've seen a few behind-the-scenes moments, and it's just... As you said, he isn't David in that moment. He is actually Superman.
I've never, like, felt that way seeing an actor before. Like, just being around and stuff, I'm always like, oh, they're, like, that's blah, 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 playing this. And I was just like, that's just Superman. Insane to me. The cape was funny. I, like, ripped it off a little bit by accident with doing the mouth thing or whatever. Yeah. It's very heavy, very, very heavy.
I bet. Well, again, that's more strength and dedication to your role, as it were. I mean, is there sort of, do you work out a lot? Did you have to prepare for this film by, like, doing
it's
more?
So funny. I thought I was like, I'm fine. I'm, like, relatively fit. Oh my God. After that first day, I was like, I need to work out immediately. And I tried a little bit because I think I underestimated, like, using all four limbs at once, like, how exhausting that would be. But yeah, I was trying so hard. Like, I was to not, like, I don't know, like, pass out or something. Like, I was breathing so heavy and drinking so much water. But
did you get any craving for milk bones at all? Did you just start eating biscuits halfway through the day? I've got to get into character. This is method for me. I need to go and chase some squirrels.
Yeah, these should just be handed to me at all hours.
Did you sort of, you're on your hands and knees all day being a dog, did you find it so just relaxing to be able to walk around on 2 feet again?
Yes. Yeah. Because, the way they film is just like you just will go again, and then, like, take a little bit for water and then go again, and which is good because you just get it all out of the way. But yeah, standing up after a long day, I was just like...
Now, we know James Gunn is a fantastic director. Did he have to give you much direction as Crypto?
Kind of, yeah, honestly. I mean, in the beginning, and then it just kind of lessened because I think it was like, she's doing what I asked. Like, we don't need to adjust. Yeah, in the beginning, I remember this scene, like, speaking of, like, ripping the cape, when I'm, like, going like this, I was shaking my head, and he kept being like, pretend you're, like a rabid animal, like, trying to, like, rip something's head off, like a squirrel or something. Like, I don't know. Like, he was just like, so I just was going harder and harder. And he told me to like be like bouncier and just like go up more, and I can be a little more. And he, instead of like going like, they're like, go straight over here. He was just kind of like zigzag and like change it up a little bit, but not too much. His notes are really interesting because it's cool. He knew exactly the type of personality that he wanted to show on screen, which is really cool. Cause I was just like, tell me how to do it, please. It's really, really interesting.
And it clearly works. I mean, when he first started teasing information about crypto, it was like, well, don't get your hopes too high because crypto's not the best boy.
Yeah, he's like, he's a bad dog.
I was like, that can't be. There are no bad dogs. All dogs are good.
He was
sweet, but he was a little bit naughty.
He
helped save the day at the end, and he did learn some basic commands with drop and sit and let go with that Lex Luthor scene. But we see that moment with Crypto and Supergirl, Millie, and you can tell instantly that mood changes when Crypto's like, that's my owner, that's my human, as it were, or alien in this situation.
I thought that was a cool reveal. It's like, oh, it's actually her dog. Yeah.
That was great. If you've not read the Supergirl comic, Woman of Tomorrow.
I want to. I've been meaning to.
Okay. Now there are
like a movie. Yeah.
That is. There are lots of spoilers in there.
Okay. I'll read
We'll talk after you've read it for certain.
Got it.
Some sort of spoilers.
Okay. But,
I mean, that, believe it's wrapped now. I'm not sure, but I mean, I hope
so, yeah.
We get to see lots more Crypto in that. Did you not work on the Supergirl film?
I did not. They were actually going pretty much at the same time that we were, which was kind of crazy. I know. So
okay.
No, well, I'm
guessing that they'll probably still use some of your movements because clearly you did such a fantastic job.
Yeah.
That they're on record somewhere. They've got something where
they do some scan thing. I don't know. Yeah, something.
And I've seen some photos. You're in this sort of interesting suit with all the little images, almost like a QR code. So that's, I'm guessing, what they use to scan it in with.
Yeah. And it's so funny. Like, all the crew would be like, what does this mean? I'm like, why are you asking me? I don't know. I don't know what these numbers mean. Like, this green triangle? I don't know.
It did look very almost
very comfortable,
It's like pajamas on set. So combine the pajamas with the dog bed. You are winning on set. You've got the most comfortable outfit there.
That's what I'm
hoping to speak with some of the heroes from Legacy FX, because throughout this film they've done some amazing work and it's practical.
Best.
So the robots, the sets, the Kryptonian tech, it's all there. And we know there are some books about the film coming out sort of behind the scenes.
I'm very excited for that.
It's the slowly but surely they're releasing more. I've seen a few concept pieces of the of certain worlds and certain sets as well, and it just looks amazing. And I can't wait to dive more into that.
I was blown away how much it looked like it did when I was there. Like,
I'm glad. It's not, I mean, we know that there was a lot of CGI involved, but the sets in itself were legit.
It was,
and
yeah.
You were also in another gorgeous set, which was the Daily Planet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I spotted you, I was like, I think I recognize this person here. Hang on a minute. It's just with that Jimmy Olsen scene where he says, all weekend. And I was like, you look around, I thought, that's Murphy there. I'm sure it's Murphy. Just get on the DMs. Let's find out. What was that like to be in the actual Daily Planet?
This is my one gripe with the movie. They didn't show enough. It was the biggest, coolest set. There was details down to like the sticky notes on the like fake names, fake businesses. I have a couple business cards that I took, but they were like, they even went ahead and did like sketches and of like the Daily Planet logo and or like Metropolis skyline, like all the detail. It was insane. There was like books, like binders, and it was all fake, like Superman related stuff, but they just made it for one set.
That's for me. I love zooming in on set photos and looking for sort of something that might not be sort of that have made it into the film. Can you remember? Now, I do have it in front of me here that I'm looking at. It was very, very exciting. So you shared some fantastic photographs from behind the scene after the film came out. There's some fantastic pictures on your Instagram that I would leave some tags to with the wonderful Jolene. And it's the set pieces as well. But you have shared a photograph of the Daily Planet, which is fantastic. You mentioned that post-it note. Can you remember what was on the post-it note?
Well, the one that I have was a, it was like someone sketched the logo of the Daily Planet on it, which is so cool. So that's but that was like a keep. Set designer did that. That was not, that was already there.
Oh, but there was another one that I saw, which was very exciting.
Which one was this? Yeah.
It said, it was just a reminder about a meeting that you had with the CEO of Choco.
Yes, Choco's. That was all over.
I love the fact that Choco has made it into this world, which is, you know, like an off-brand Oreo with with Martian Manhunter as well. I was like, James Gunn really gets it. Easter eggs in this film were everywhere.
And it was smartly placed too, yeah.
And I love that. I was like, hang on a minute. That's definitely says Choco on that post-it note. That would have ended up coming home with me as well, Murphy. Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. So yeah, how did it feel to be in that building then, like to be sort of a member of ridiculous. The Daily Planet crew, as it were?
The coolest, absolutely the coolest. I was standing in on that as well. They kind of, when I was like hired, they kind of just were like, okay, you're a body and we're like moving you around to different things. We're going to use you for everything. I stood in for a lot of random people on this movie. But so they were like, we're going to stand in for Kat and you're also going to be background at the same time, which I was like, okay, that's a lot at once. I mean, stepping in, that to me, like the Fortress of Solitude was crazy, but it was like, it was on a soundstage. So it was just like, oh, this is like where they make movies. This was like in a town that's like I've been to multiple times. I walk in and I'm like, my God, it was unreal. And normally it's like the Fortress of Solitude was a set, and then you step out and you see, you know, like the walls and stuff. This was just wall to wall. Like you were immersed and we were in there for like 10 hours at a time. And so I was just like, I'm in the Daily Planet, like fully. It was the coolest set I've ever been on was the Daily Planet.
I would not have wanted to leave that. I mean, I've seen quite a few behind the scenes photos, and it was such a high ceiling as well. I was like,
this was ginormous.
The architecture is just gorgeous in there.
They picked the coolest place too. Yeah, it was like, I think it was a train station, I think.
And of course, it's in Cleveland. It's the home of Superman. Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster creating the hero there. It was such a fantastic choice of James to film there. And this weekend, they've just released that the statues have been put out. I need to get out there for that. As well as doing this podcast, I also do a podcast for the Siegel and Shuster Society. So we've been talking about this foundation for months now and this statue, and it's finally been revealed. And it's such not only a great honor to Superman, but of course to Jerry and Joe. We wouldn't have this film without them. You wouldn't have this fantastic career without them.
Yeah. So, everything.
Yeah, and that's it. And James has done a fantastic job of honoring that legacy.
Yeah, did you see the grandkids in the movie?
That made me just so...
They're really, really sweet too.
To know that James is honoring that past, and, you know, it's like, without you guys as relatives, without you, this wouldn't happen. So it's wonderful to see that. But also the love for the comics. So many comic artists and writers are featured in this film. There's cameos, there's street names going on, and it's just
a
joy
to
see.
Yeah.
It is. That's a great way of putting it. Yeah, a love letter to not only Superman, but 100%. The stories from over the years. And now you are, and this wonderful dog, are a part of that legacy, Murphy. So each time you see a piece of crypto merchandise, and there's a lot out there, that's you.
It's the coolest. I know. It's really crazy. Especially all the time in between filming and it coming out. Like, I kind of just like lost it a little bit in my head. I was like, oh yeah, whatever. And now I'm like, oh my God, like, this is real.
That's you on a poster. That's you in trailers.
Yeah,
that's something that can never be taken away from you. And I love that because this film will be talked about for decades. And the future of Superman now as well. James Gunn has already kind of mentioned about sequels, and I think if Crypto doesn't appear in some form or another, fans will be quite upset because this dog means so much. James Gunn can do great things with small characters. We know that with Groot and Rocket Raccoon.
I think it's like a specialty.
Of course, it's making people
like that
feel emotional about these characters as well.
Yeah,
and for you to bring them alive is great. Were there any sort of incidents or accidents that happened on set whilst you were performing as Cryptoma?
I guess the picture you were talking about earlier with Jolene on Rachel's lap, it didn't really work. We were doing Jolene for the rehearsals and she was a little like too big and it was hard to like go around. And then they kind of considered me at one point, and I was like, I am too big to go on Rachel's lap. And then we tried me like slapping her leg so she would like know when, and that didn't work. So that was probably like an hour and a half of like trying, figuring it out. That didn't work. And then it ended with, this is the craziest thing of all this movie. Like the only part I freaked out was like, oh, I'm underneath the seat. The panel, like she's holding onto, I'm underneath her chair with a stick so she can see with a dot on it. So she could see the reference point of where Crypto was. But I was like, oh, I'm underneath her chair. Like, I don't know why I cared about that part the most, but.
It's a great scene. That's there when she's sort of cool. She's learning to fly that wonderful spaceship.
Yeah. And he's like.
That's what I like. It's the behind-the-scenes magic that gives me a closer connection to the film.
Cool.
Speaking with Tatiana about her time in Lex Luthor's computer office, she mentioned how she had a trash can next to her, and it was full of protein bars and snacks. I was like, that's the kind of stuff that
you
really
want those
like,
little details.
That gives me a smile. I'm thinking, I know what's in that trash can. There's a protein bar in there.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it was. It was knowing, like, I know this. Yeah.
And it makes me want to appreciate the film more. And when a film does that, that's when you know this really hits hard with fans.
Yeah, of all the things, I was like, I'm under the chair. Like, why did I care about that the most?
Because it's a big thing. I was like, I would be as well. Like, on this scene, if you look to the left, that's my shoe or that's my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But with you are in the scenes. And you have that moment where you look from behind your monitor at Jimmy when he's making a lot of noise when he's on the phone with Ted. And it's
crazy.
Just perfect. It's perfect.
Thanks.
So.
Thank you.
I'm sure you've got lots of fantastic memories from being on set of Superman.
Yeah.
But what's one of your ultimate favorite moments?
Really good question. So when I was at the Daily Planet, I was standing in, and one of my very best friends was doing background work for it too. And last minute, they needed a Lois stand-in, and I was like, my friend's here. And they had her be the lowest stand-in. And so me and like it was just the most surreal moment ever. Me and one of my closest friends are standing in for Kat and Lois, and we're sitting on the desks. It's like Kat's like leaning against her desk and she's like fidgeting. And I'm like, we're doing this. Like, this is with someone I like love so much. Like, that was just really surreal.
I love that.
Yeah,
and the fact that you made
that
happen for your friend as well.
Yeah,
that
I just
is a sign of a good friend as well. So that's it. I love
that. I was scared. I wanted someone with me.
And that's it. And you couldn't have picked somebody better because there you go. You've got a friend there guiding you through that as well.
Yeah.
That
was just a
wonderful.
Crazy moment.
So what was it like for you when you finally got to see this film in its entirety and you were watching Crypto on the big screen? How nervous were you?
I was freaking out. I saw it at the cast and crew screening at the Fox in Atlanta. And a friend of mine who's in the movie too saw it. Terrence, he plays Otis. He had texted me. He saw it before in LA, the night before. And he was like, oh, you're in this, by the way. And I'm like, what? But he didn't tell me what it was. So I was just like, I could not speak before the movie. I thought I was like coming across rude. Like, I was like, to me, don't talk to me. I was so nervous. But I mean, it was a room. That was a really cool moment because it was a room full of people where it felt like we were watching like a class project that we made. Like, it didn't even feel like this is the movie. It was just like, oh, we made this. So
I love that.
It felt like safe. And then I went to go see it in theaters and I was like, this is for everybody. This is crazy.
This isn't just a class project. This isn't
it
a hobby.
Like,
this was a real thing.
Yeah. It felt like a group assignment that we all worked on and we were like, we're presenting it today. But...
So you saw it with Otis as well, or Terrence, as you say.
Yeah,
I love
Otis.
Yeah,
he came back to the Atlanta one.
He has some great moments in the film. Very different to the Otis we saw in Superman 78, but a great reference to that character. I love the moment when
he's
in control of the ship and sort of he opens the key and then that office turns into a spaceship. But there's a part when he says, you know, safety first, everybody. He's like been trying to cool people down. It was fantastic moments.
So good.
But I think everybody that had some screen time or helped create this film, no matter what they did, they are proud because it's getting such fantastic feedback online.
It was also just the best time. Everybody that I've spoken to was just like, that was such a fulfilling experience for me. And you can tell, like,
I mean, as you can tell, I'm a bit of a Superman fan, Murphy.
I love it.
But for me, I've always enjoyed watching a film and then going back and noticing new things the second time or the third time around. But with this film, when I know certain scenes are coming up, I want to look around at the audience I want to see how my friends and family are reacting to certain moments. I was waiting for that for the moments with crypto. Now, there's some fantastic moments where I knew he was coming when the rest of the audience didn't. And there was that moment when crypto was in the pet shop when Superman does that fire whistle. The get the toy moment. Were you a part of those scenes as well, Murph?
I was not. I know.
They were the sort of the ultimate crypto scenes, but I still thought of you when I saw them. So that's fine.
Thank you. I did not go to Cleveland, unfortunately. But I mean, that was also a surprise to me too. I was like, oh, look, there it is. Like, had no idea. Those business cards too of the pet place were in the Daily Planet, like all over. It's called like pet to be or something.
Let it be. Again, there's so many puns in this film. It was absolutely perfection.
Those were all over the Daily Planet. So little things like that.
It's those, again, it's the minute details that people that, and that's what I think James Gunn is as great with his films.
He's amazing,
It's a great story to be told to somebody that is just wanting to go on to have some escapism, to turn off and watch a film for a few hours. But the fans of the comics and the character will say, I can see Frank Quitely there, or I can see a reference to Jim Lee or somebody else. It's that moment of, wow, he gets the story.
He paid attention to it.
And the character. And that's what I think people are going back and watching this film multiple times, which is why it's doing so well financially. Yeah. And that's a great
thing. I know, people keep going back. That's the best part. Yeah.
And cinemas are still filling up. People are sharing their sort of seating plans. And fans are still going out in big numbers to enjoy this movie.
It's so cool.
As a Superman fan, I'm thinking, this is fantastic. This is what Batman fans feel like. This is amazing.
It's supposed to be Batman. I always thought of that too. I was like, because I know superheroes specifically, like they have... people have such deep connections and are like mega fans. It's like a different kind of fan. And I was just so excited. I'm like, because this is new and it's the first DC basically of this era. I was like, this is going to be so important to people. Like, I just love seeing like you and like these reactions. Cause I'm like, I can't even imagine how long like someone must've loved this character and how like, you're like, finally it's good.
And it is that moment. I mean, for me, the actors and the people that bring this character to life are important to me, whether that be on screen or voice actors or in the comics. But I'm always going to support Superman. I'm Team Superman. I want the hero to do well. Yeah. And I'm, as again, my reviews, I always say that my reviews are going to be biased because I will look for the thing in the film that brings me the most joy, the most excitement, the most fun. And for me, it was the whole film. I had fun from start to finish. I was glued to the screen. I was emotional, laughing and screaming at times. But I want Superman to do well and to continue to be popular because that means the story continues to get told. So it's fantastic people like you that are doing such hard work, such commitment to the role, literally on your hands and knees for entertainment. I appreciate that. So thank you. Thanks. Thank you so much. And for me, what I would love to know is, what did you learn about yourself from being on the Superman movie?
That's such a good question. Oh my gosh. I think I learned that like, I can just like, if I just like kind of, you know, believe that I'm like, I can do it. Like if I just like have this false confidence, it works out. Like I was kind of like faking it my whole way through it. And looking back, I'm like, oh, you weren't really faking it. Like you just did it. So I think I learned that like I could do some things that I never thought I could, like stamina wise, like especially like the athleticism of it all, like the scene where he's running through the field, I had to do that so many times. So like that, but also just like pressure too. I was like, oh, I can do that. Like I thought I was going to like crumble or, you know, or also not talk to anybody. Like I was very nervous about meeting the actors and then I was like, oh. I can do it. So I think I just learned that like there's some things about myself that I thought I didn't have in me that I did. That's a really good question. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. And thank you for that wonderful answer.
Yeah.
Because to me, and I'm bringing, it always comes back to Superman for me. But I love the fact that, you know, Superman's had some fantastic quotes over the years, but you know, you are stronger than you believe. You are stronger than you know. That's the big thing about it. It's knowing the confidence that you can have in yourself if only you believe it to be so. And you've experienced that now.
Rubbed off, like whether I was even trying to or not, just like reading the sides every day, like the scripts and the way people were talking about the character, I was like, there's such positivity and like self-love and like just emulating off of everybody that I think it just kind of rubbed off on everyone. And you can see it with the other actors too, like their performances. I think they all like believed in themselves more than they thought, just because the set, the way they
were. And that's all you want from a film.
Yeah.
And for a character that I'm invested with, I want people to enjoy their time on a film, but also to know that they've done their best, they've worked their hardest, they've done all they possibly could do for not only the director or the writer or the creators of Superman, and you've shown that in many roles, not just Crypto, but also working at the Daily Planet, stepping in for other characters, doing more for essentially the legacy of Superman. So I can... Yeah. Never let you know how grateful I am, but I seriously,
that means so
I am
much. That really
everybody
means a lot.
On this film has made something magical, whether it be the people, you know, creating the food or driving people from set A to set B. Everybody
100%.
Is a piece of such a fantastic puzzle.
Yeah.
That
and that's a testament to James too. He brings back almost all of the same crew pretty much. And I recognize a ton of people from Guardians, and they're all so familiar with themselves and everyone. And it's a big testament to like how he makes his environment for sure.
I'm a big fan of that because yes, people have said he's going to bring all the same people back. I'm like, well, why would you
not? Why wouldn't you want to work with your friends? Why wouldn't you want to work with your friends?
Work with your friends. And you know, yes, we know that his brother is in a lot of his films as well, but it's his brother. Yes, you were going to do that. But he's a great actor as well and is a great storyteller. But
there's a bunch of people in it. Like Terrence is one of James's friends, and he's been in almost everything.
That's it. And of course, we had Michael Rosenbaum as well, Lex Luthor from Smallville, and a few roles in the Guardians film. So everyone's there. And I love that. But also, we've got these new actors as well that are coming forward. And they're going to be a part of this family for years to come, I hope. So
cool.
James Gunn, the future, I feel, is in safe with James Gunn's hand.
I know, I'm trust you completely.
That's it. And there were these, I know there were lots of stickers on set for what would James Gunn do? That's perfect. That's the perfect inspiration.
I have a picture of that. That's
they
funny.
They are great. But I know that he wore a lot of inspirational t-shirts on set as well to sort of guide people through. And I was like, that's how you get people on board. That's how you create not only a healthy work environment, but somewhere to be fun and relax, but also want to do your best. It's perfect.
Oh yeah, and everyone's like happy to be there. No one's like, oh, I gotta go to work today. Like everyone was stoked to be there.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that set to end. I would. I know.
I was so sad.
There's lots of deadlines when it comes to movies, but I would want to. Can we do that take just one more time?
Yeah.
Please, please, can I hear Superman give that fantastic speech?
We can keep going.
One more time, please.
That speech was crazy. I was hearing that from below the set because Lex Luthor was like high up. You had to like climb a bunch of staircases to get up there. And so I was just hearing it all day and I didn't even watch it on the monitor. I was like, this sounds amazing.
It's as Superman speeches go, it was like,
it's so good. His delivery is.
Yeah, the delivery of it. There's that moment, of course, where we see Lex's fantastic speech where we see that real rage and anger.
The vein in his head,
bitterness. That vein is about to pop as well.
I didn't know he shaved his head.
Fantastic head.
I would see him like in passing and I'm like, well, that's an amazing like wig.
It's a good shaped head for it. I mean, that's what I think that's always the thing when Lex Luthor actors come out of the woodwork. They think, are they going to shave? Will it be a skull cap? Will it be something else? It worked. And it was perfect for it. It did the job. But that Superman speech by David at the end, that
killed
the hope in that and what it's done for people coming out of Superman. There's all these memes saying, oh, I've seen Superman. I want to be a better person now. I'm thinking,
That's the coolest thing ever.
That's what
like,
it's all I want.
Be nice. And I'm like,
that's it. That is the real punk rock, as they have said in it. It's absolutely perfect. But I think what is fantastic as well, and you are a part of this particular piece of news, is that more people were going and rescuing dogs.
Yes.
The numbers were up.
I couldn't believe that. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I'm like, if I could do anything on this, that is the result that I want. Like, that's mind-blowing. I can't believe that. Like, that was crazy to hear.
It's beautiful to find out. And the fact that, you know, because of James Gunn and Superman and Crypto, and in return, your efforts, more dogs have found their forever home.
I know.
For me, it's like, it's beautifully. It's a beautiful sort of a quite symbolic for what Superman stands for in this world. So well done for that.
Yeah, like the results are people doing good things. Like I wasn't even expecting that part. Like that's just the coolest thing ever.
It's perfect. And it's bringing so much joy to the world. And for me, right now, being able to speak with you, Murthy. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for your time today. I can't wait to see what you do in the future. I want you on screen but I also want you capturing more special moments with whatever.
I want to do both.
With whatever you do. And you could take the reins of whatever you want to do and run with it. Superman has given you the confidence, but more importantly, you found that yourself on this Superman journey, which is perfect. Where people find you online, Murphy?
Yeah, my Instagram is MurphyGW_, I think. Yeah, and that's about it. I don't really have many social medias. I'm just still trying to work, and hopefully you'll see me again, maybe.
I hope so. The world needs more of it. There will be links to your social media in this podcast as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
We'll stay in touch. I will let you know all the updates. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I've got a very tight lip, so if there's anything secret, don't tell me. I don't want you to get in trouble, but I look forward to seeing what you do next, Murphy. Have a fantastic day, and we will speak soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.